I'm going to do is we'll go, actually, person, I think we've all been making our notes. And what I'm going to do is address the person that spoke, and then we can go, each of us can make a comment of whatever we felt that we wanted to say back to you or whatever. So the first will be for Denise, would be my comment on that. The equipment is an issue that we need to, whatever is in the center of the island, let's call it, is one of those items that we're going to have to address of making sure it's protected from the environment. So that we are thinking about. It was brought to our attention by the gate guards that one of the reasons why the arms sometimes get stuck, or, you know, when the snow is being plowed and all of those type of situations. So, you know, those are one of the things that we are thinking about, is how those mechanics will need to be addressed in this whole idea. The other idea was the cameras are, whatever is up right now is just literally piecing things together to make it work while we're going through this process. They're not the right microphones. They're not, you know, we're looking at cameras, technology, all of those things are being thought about. So that we just have to ask for everyone's patience. The gate guards have been so patient and have actually helped us get things a little bit better because of some of the things they've talked about with PN Alarm and with what was put in for the emergency. You know, some of the wires were damaged. So we had to use what's there already. So that's just temporary, what we're going through. The back gate has been always an issue, I recall, Denise, from you. So we'll be addressing that as well. So what you're experiencing in the front main gate, they've been experiencing forever in the back gate, of the noise and the, you know, having the vehicles to turn off and things like that. So they were able to actually give us a list that John has of items that we definitely need to be addressing from their standpoints of function. Turning around in the honor system is something that's very difficult for them. If they don't have a visual in their back, they have a little bit more because there's a window there that they can look and see, and cameras will help. So they've brought up about the honor system of cars that actually had to be chased through the park that were not supposed to come in. And they were sought, found, and dealt with. And that's a security issue. The missing of the interaction, I think we all feel that, and that's something that we'll need to work on in either way. So, you know, we definitely hear that, you know, from everyone, and that needs to be considered. The booth of the fake booth, Denise and I, we've all been talking about that, that we have something should be in the center, possibly, for in the very least to protect all the mechanics, that if they have to be there. You don't have a lot of room to do, you don't have a lot of wiggle room of whatever's going to happen in that middle. Just for mere sake of there's two buildings there, they're not going anywhere. So you only have so much space, and there's also strict rules about what has to happen with safety of roads, widths of roads, all of those type of things. The biggest other complaint has been, you know, them walking between the two buildings, and people are going super fast down the exit of the park. We cannot post a different sign, unfortunately, to lower the speed limit because I think there's a state, 30 miles an hour is our minimum.
Yes, that's correct.
What we can do. But what we can do is be creative of textures right there at that crosswalk and arms of a gate to make people visually know they need to slow down, because that arm's not going to go up until you hit a point in the asphalt that tells it to start opening at a slow pace. So they're going to have to slow down, and then they can proceed through. So these are all things that we've been hearing, you know, from the gate guards as well. I want to make sure if I got all of your comments. The honor system, the cameras, the soil has been a big issue for the gate guards even when they were in the booth. So we're thinking about having cameras that will be up above to look down into trucks. So they'll have that on a screen to see if, we've had people say there was soil in those trucks, and there wasn't soil, or there was stone in the trucks, and it was actually soil from somewhere that shouldn't have come in. So this would enable them to see overhead, because those trucks are very tall and big, and none of us are going to be able to, you know, we don't expect anyone to climb up there. So that's a possibility for safety, to know what's coming in. So that's all security measures. You know, some of the security measures we may be doing, we will not be able to discuss with you. We may be restricted if we do consult with the bar of certain things. We can even show the bar what we're doing. It will be a security. And based on that, when I've spoken with chiefs, you cannot have certain people looking at plans and things when you are starting to secure and redo a police facility. This is a police department, and it will have technology in there that is really only for their eyes, not even, you know, possibly for us to see. The chief will be consulting with, you know, the building inspector, the architect. There are certain things we don't know, and so we will have those experts on hand with us that will be doing those type of things, because we do want to be safe and secure. Chief Bortnowski has been a great source for us about certain things, as well as, you know, other chiefs in the community that have contacted us to help us during this as well. We don't know, I don't think any of us have decided which direction we hear, and we think about this and then we switch to that, because we hear different angles all the time. So that's what I have to say. I'll pass it first to Trustee Gluck.
Sure.
Denise's comments.
Well, I mean, rather than respond to the individual comments, because I think there's, I mean, first of all, this has been incredibly instructive and helpful, and the idea about putting these out there, as I think as the mayor has said early, was not that these are, you know, designs that are under consideration or complete or anywhere near complete. They're really just a kind of a focal point that gives us all something that we can address some comments to one way or another, so that we can collectively identify the things that, as best we can, what in terms of what people want, what they don't want. And that, in part, is why there's no pricing associated with any of this, because, you know, we kind of have to order what you want, and you deal with that in terms of
by having
pricing.
With all due respect, you're always brought in to do cost consulting at a conceptual feasibility phase.
I would ask that we can finish up here first.
Okay, thank you.
Because we didn't interrupt you guys when you spoke. If you could just let them speak.
Cost will, of course, impact everything. But cost really doesn't impact whether, you know, you want a gatehouse, you don't want a gatehouse in the first instance. Do you want to cut through the wall around near St. Mary's, or you don't want to in the first instance? Do you want a third lane, traffic lane, or not in the first instance? You know, sort of ordering the priorities around safety and interaction, what's working and what's not working. And I think some of the comments we got here today are, at least for me, very helpful in terms of kind of ordering that and prioritizing that. I think we have tremendous resources in the park, and I thank you, Paul and Robert, and the planning board and the other members of the two boards. I think we'd be crazy not to utilize them to the fullest extent we can. And people who aren't on the boards as well. And I think that will be very important, very significant in the process going forward. I think the two buildings there, the police station and the keep, are just majestic. Mm-hmm. And what we have to be very careful about doing, I'm not sure what we have here actually does it, is not doing anything that in any way detracts visually or architecturally, you know, from that entranceway. And I think we have some more work to do there in terms of fleshing out those ideas and seeing what we can, you know, what we can put in place that will meet that objective.
Thank you.
So, generally?
All right. That's it. Thank you.
Is it appropriate to make a comment now or not? I'd rather not. You get the gavel.
I would like to just say that the costing issue was purposefully left out. It would be terribly unfair to charge you and us in 1 year of taxes for something that residents 10 years and 15 years and 20 years from now are going to use, and thus they will get a free ride off of us, and thus there's a wealth transfer from the current residents to the future residents. So what we're trying to do is match the cost of this over its useful life of maybe 30, 50 years over, and we're looking at bonding this with some bonds that are maybe 30 years in length. The difference in cost per year over 30 years is not going to be that great. Any of these plans, if you spread it out over 30 years and the residents of this year pay 1/30 and the residents of year 10 pay 1/30 and the year, residents of year 20 pay 1/30, it's not going to be that great. All the projects here pretty much, if you divide by 30, they're not going to vary very that much. That's why we left out the costing. As far as the BAR, I think, you know, Planning Board, BAR, very important institutions of this village. I think it's very important that we consult with the BAR. They're there for a reason. Village residents, you know, we expect when people change their light fixtures to consult with the BAR. Some of them don't now. You know, if we expect village residents to consult with the BAR, I think the BOT should consult with the BAR also on this project. I think we will.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, so I like Trustee Gluck said, this was very instructive. And I think the comments that we got directly from the police officers and the gate guards was, you know, instructive. I mean, you forget that, you know, the guards themselves, you know, are sitting ducks if they're in that booth. Unarmed. Sitting ducks. So, and I think, too, given the technology that's available today, I mean, you've probably all seen the advertisements for the person rings your doorbell and you could be anywhere and, mm-hmm. you know, you can see them right on your phone. Mm-hmm. I think we could certainly create an experience with the booth, you know, from my view, technologically speaking, where there'd be a sufficiently sized screen, where there'd be a big, you know, view of the officer and similarly the officer seeing the person. And who knows, even with the kind of cameras they have today, how much they could even see into the car. That was a great a point that right now can't be done. So, you know, and, you know, as Officer Coleman said, they are targets. I mean, it's a scary thing for them these days, you know, when they stop people or what have you, to have to deal with the general public, particularly in a community like this where, you know, people might have an axe against mm-hmm. us all. So, and I understand that the need for that that interaction is good, but, you know, is there a technology hack for this that can achieve a similar virtual thing? So mm-hmm. I think that's an important aspect to look at achieving. I was glad that people from the folks in the church were here. You know, that's not something that I had given maybe enough consideration mm-hmm. to. Definitely hearing that the breaking through the wall is pretty right. universally a bad idea. But at least we put it out there for discussion. And
it was requested by the audience, actually.
Yeah, and to have this sort of easy pass lane. You know, I'm not sure the easy pass lane is all that necessary or high on the priority. But it was also good to hear about, you know, I thought maybe at one point that just having this easy access to go to the church and come out of the church would be viewed as favorable. But I can see, you know, the appeal of having the security of the gate for the church as well is something that's important mm-hmm. to them. So mm-hmm. I think that's something we're going to have to consider now as well, very much so. So I was glad they were here. And I think we absolutely have to work this through the bar and the planning board. You know, we want to make sure, and again, I really feel this kind of stuff is outside my lane, just in general. So I need the help. Personally, I need the help. So, you know, we should coordinate through them and get it done. And I also would, hopefully, Sheehan or one of the other folks can get this historic mapping or whatever it is of the entrance. To see if we could restore that somehow and achieve all the other things. I think that would be awesome if we could put it back to that. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Yep.
Great.
To me, you know, the other comment I was going to make is I understand about historically there was a booth, not a booth, and this and that. To me, it's more about safety, number one, and number two, the communication between everybody. I hear that a lot. I agree, cutting through the wall would be, for me, is not an option. I don't like the option of cutting through the wall at all. I don't think we need the third lane after what I've been hearing from everyone about certain things. Having something in the center, I'm hearing that everyone wants something there. So if we can achieve, you know, having the technology versus having a person or whatever that is, as long as whatever we do is secure for whatever the circumstance we are doing. Architecturally, I agree, you know, I'm in those buildings a lot, and it would be a shame to deter from those two buildings at all. And what, you know, needs to go there in the middle should absolutely complement, whatever we do should complement those buildings and not take away from why they're there. The landscaping, we did not ask them to do any landscaping, anything. We were more concerned with, you know, the five tasks that we heard from the audience. One was breaking through the wall. One was doing some sort of easy pass lanes, whatever their concepts were. Safety of crossing across, putting a booth in, not putting a booth in. I think those were the five primary tasks that we asked them to do. Landscaping wasn't even part of the discussion. We weren't there yet. You really have to know where you're going first. I think both of these architects, I disagree with Mrs. Tachi. I think they did an incredible job of giving the tasks that were asked of them. They volunteered. They both work extensively here in the park. And they're both credible architects. And I am very appreciative of the time and effort they put into something as a volunteer to do it for free when we know what their fees are that they charge for individuals. So I'm very appreciative of that.
Just to clarify, Mary Jo, I did acknowledge the tremendous amount of work that they've done. Mm-hmm. It's just that if you look at their portfolio of work, they literally do not have any historic preservation expertise or urban design.
Well, actually,
so I didn't mean to diminish the talents of this firm. They have been before the bar, and
well,
they
actually,
do very fine
this
work.
This architect does, and so does this. They both have pretty extensive, so I, you know.
Actually, okay, we can agree to disagree on that.
I didn't see a plethora of architects breaking our doors down, and we definitely put the word out that
but not
we
an official
were,
scope of
we
work or an RFP. So how does the word get
moving
out?
Moving on that, so we do will have to, we were in an emergency process, just to be clear in the beginning, that we did not have to do RFPs, et cetera. In the next phase, we are already aware of the process of what needs to be done. And, you know, the attorneys involved in making sure that those processes are correct. We did have a donation that there is still quite a bit of funds left on that. We're not just saying it can only cost X amount. What this board is going to be charged with doing is listening to what the residents are saying, figure out the concept of where we want to go, then maybe go back to the residents and say, this is what we've collectively sort of pieced together from what we're hearing from you, discuss that, and then take that and then start that process of where it needs to, you know, go down. We do not want this process, though, to take years to complete. It should be something that we do by the end of hopefully the summer, I would hope. If we're talking just a small building in the middle, this isn't rocket science to do this building. It should not also cost us $1 million to do that center building. You know, certain aspects, you know, we only have a small framework to work within if we do anything in that center. A few inches up is town property. Or a few feet up is town property, and a few feet back, we're having issues with road width. So we really are pretty much locked into the space that we're there, give or take a little bit wiggle room. So, you know, there's only so much if we don't move it back. And I'm hearing that people aren't liking it going way back because that causes issues with the church. I hear they like the parking in the back. We spoke about the presence of the officers in the front. There's a reason why cars are parked in the front. So there will be an area that we should have at least one car always visible in the front. And there will be cars more out on the road more. They should actually be on the road and not just always parked. So I feel that you don't need all three in the front, but there should always be one stationed right there, just for appearance sake. The back gate is something that we also will be addressing, because if we're figuring out camera systems and if we're figuring out the intercom systems, that all has to work together, is what I'm hearing from the officers as well. Pretty much, I think everyone's comments were very much, I mean, I was feeling an absolute thread of, you know, people liking the booth. They had their reasons for liking the booth. The personal contact, if they weren't there, the idea of maybe switching off. You know, architecturally, I think that we all have lots of information. I think it was wonderful to have the individuals that came out today give us some insight of what they were thinking, and it gives us some guidance of where to go next.